But Sharquero has broken clear and dashed about 2.5 lengths in front from Alpine Edge, and also coming later, She's All Class. But Sharquero's in front from Alpine Edge, and Sharquero's run the millions. Sharquero defeats Alpine Edge, and third goes to She's All Class, followed by Queen of Wizardry, Ranch Hand, Finance Tycoon.
And what a brilliant way it was for Chris Waller to bring up his first win in the 2-year-old Magic Millions with Sharquero, a lovely ride from Hugh Bowman, and also the third horse, She's All Class, who was phenomenal from a wide gate. It's been a big week for Chris Waller and his team, picking up a number of horses at the sales, and to cap it off with a win in the millions would have made it very satisfying indeed. And it's great to have Chris on the program this morning. Chris, congratulations. That is one box that you would have been waiting to tick off for a while, and now you've won a Magic Millions.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, no, it was a great day. It's obviously an important race for the young horses, so yeah, it's worthwhile winning, and deservedly so, with a pretty talented horse.
And probably even more satisfying because the way you and your team, especially up in Brisbane, have been able to turn around Shaquiro's form has been quite remarkable, because he was the dominant favourite for the millions after his debut win, and then after disappointing at Eagle Farm, I think it was Boxing Day, and then he got beaten again last week. He had to come from a long way back, but that was the Sharquero at his best on Saturday.
Sure was. Yeah, no, we backed ourselves a couple of weeks ago to basically say, well, what went wrong with that first up run, which was uncharacteristic after his very impressive Breeders' Plate. So we didn't panic, and we just narrowed it down to a few minor things, in particular probably choking down, so we changed his gear, and we saw a good turnaround straight away, and he raced well the week before and didn't have a lot go his way. He was taken on in front, so just given the perfect ride from Hugh on Saturday made all the difference.
He's a horse that looks like he's going to be better the further he goes and the older he gets as well. Is that what your gut feel is?
Yeah, we think he's still a fair way off fully maturing, but obviously the ability's there already, so yeah, who knows where these two-year-olds end up. It's a taxing time of their career, so you've got to be a bit careful of that, so that's not going to take away from their late 3- and 4-year-old careers. So we'll be mindful of that, but at the same time, have a look at the Golden Slipper and then give them a good spell after that.
You would have been rapt with the performance of She's All Class. I suppose there's an argument to make, if you swap the barriers, you may have swapped the result as well. She was really tough.
Yeah, it's easy to say that, but I think it would have been a very interesting result if She's All Class had a better barrier.
Is she continuing to be on the up? Is she a filly that you can hold together and get to a slipper as well, do you think?
Well, yeah, we've got to have a discussion about her. She's not matured yet, so, yeah, we've got to be a bit careful. She's a very good horse. We've got to make sure that she gets to her right targets. So, yeah, just sort of 50-50 call on her, but I'm sure once the decision's made, she'll be set for a certain race, and she'll be very hard to beat, whatever we choose.
You've just had the two best runs in the Magic Millions. Are they your best two-year-olds? Who do you think is your best two-year-old at the moment?
I haven't really been through them. Got me off guard, really. So we've got I don't really sort of mark them as to say, well, you're the best, you're the top 10% type thing. We mark them as sort of needs time, ready to go in a month, and basically ready to race now. And we just see so much change with them. So, yeah, he obviously, well, he's the benchmark, and we'd like to think that we've got some other horses that'll be joining him. And I think we have for the autumn.
It looks an incredibly strong bunch of two-year-olds this season as well. And I know it's been a busy period up there for you and your team, and you're hopefully going to have another Magic Millions winner in the next 12 months. Could you believe the strength of the sale this past week, Chris? The money at the top end has been absolutely astronomical.
Quite amazing how Australians have coped with the COVID crisis. Obviously, the share market's up, the property market's doing well, and everybody's pretty confident. Retail spending's up, so sure enough, it's flowed through to the horse market. And I guess why shouldn't it be? The horse racing in Australia is second to none around the world. Anybody can get involved, and the prize money 52 weeks of the year is amazing. So no real surprise, but it's great to see, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about that, and for your team as well. I know two of the top lots that Coolmore bought, the Schnitzel Bonnie O'Reilly, heading your way as well. So you must be excited when you've got horse flesh of that calibre who's going to be entering the stable.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's been a few years before I've managed to get top prices, believe it or not, but yeah, plenty of hard work. Gets a few rewards, and yeah, it makes the job a little bit easier, but I certainly respect those that aren't fortunate enough to get the high price ones. But it's a game where it doesn't always give you instant results, so I'm sure the other trainers are a bit disappointed not to get the big prices or even miss out at all. But don't worry, I was one of them once too.
How many horses do you think you ended up with from the week?
I would say we'd end up with about 20. We'll go through them all today and work out who's got what and where they all fit in and which ones we still need to sell and things like that. And then you've got Denise Martin, the Star Thoroughbred. She did a fantastic job sorting through them as well. So she normally buys another 10. So yeah, it should end up a really good sale for us.
Well, it's usually the flag bearer of the sale season, which is just starting now. So if that's any indication, it's going to be a cracking season for all the sales. And whilst that was going on up there on Friday, we probably had the most remarkable trial we've seen on Friday morning at Rose Hill with all your stable stars. Just overall, what was that like to watch that trial with all of your stars together?
I saw a photo of it in the paper yesterday morning. I thought, well, how good's that? They were all coming sort of head on, and it made me feel quite proud, to tell you the truth. There's so many little things to think about while they're trialling. Make sure they get home safely, first one. And I was very happy Saturday morning seeing what feed they left, which is always still the best sign as to how a horse is coping. And they all laid up and have come through their trials well. So, yeah, you had a range of horses from the fastest horses in Australia to Caulfield Cup winners and horses that are sort of three-year-olds still making their mark. And remarkably, they all finished within about three lengths of each other, which I think was made easy by us. We didn't want them knocked around for the simple reason. Eight of the 10 are still 30 days away from their first up run, and there's two there having their second trial and race in 2 weeks' time. So from a fitness perspective, 30 days is a long time. We're talking about getting a horse ready to go. So it was just a perfect stepping stone for them.
Officially very elegant, finished second last, ninth, but gee, she looks strong through the line. You must be happy with how she's come back, Chris.
Yeah, she's put on weight, and that, I don't think that'll make her run faster, but it'll just make my job a little bit easier. We've always had to treat her very carefully, especially in the first part of a preparation, and that's why we'll often give her a month between her first and second up run. But this year it might be a bit different. I think she'll be able to cope a two-week backup for her, which will suit well because she'll go first up in the Apollo, second up Sydney Norton, and then third up the Randwick, similar to the race that she won. Or actually ran second to Adib last year, and hopefully we can go one better this year.
Speaking to part owner Bray Sokolsky, he's dreaming of an arc later in the year. Is that something that you'd love to do with her as well?
Bray gets too much sleep. He's full of dreams, but we'll get through the autumn first. Obviously, a tricky step to take. But a lot of water to go under the bridge. But Bray's a keen race owner, and he does a great job. And comes up with some great plans, and we'll see if we can fulfil his dreams.
Where does Nature Strip, when do we see him back?
Nature Strip in September run will come down to the Lightning, so I think it's about 13th February. September run was in the trial as well, so pretty exciting to be taking two horses like that to the Lightning first up. And meander their way through the autumn from there.
I see there's a couple of them that have been entered for the All-Star Mile. Are any of them likely All-Star Mile contenders?
we'd like to have one or two runners in it, that's for sure, obviously, for the prize money. So hence the reason why we put a few in, and we'll just see how they fit in. Like, you want it to fit in with their preparation rather than sort of hold them back. Very Elegant would be the classic example on that. If you set her for an all-star mile, she'd be very hard to beat. Only in the last 6 months, she's won a Group 1 race over 1,400 metres. So does it impact on her Queen Elizabeth, and does it impact on her BMW-type races is a question we'll have to answer with basically all of them. But I think sort of 2 or 3 weeks out, we'd be in a better position to know exactly what's going to go there rather than misleading people now.
Well, Chris, it's a mouth-watering group of horses in the upcoming Autumn Carnival, and the two-year-olds emerging as well. Congratulations again, a massive day for you in the Magic Millions, and we look forward to seeing all these superstars returning soon.
Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks.